Well, let's just say it the way it is. Larry, number one, optimizing your wealth. Number two, bottomizing your risk. Number three, 100% loyalty 100% of the time. They are the top three attributes of Vestera Investments. This is Barry Miller, along with Larry Stanley. We're here, part of the Vestera Investments show, where you all as consumers have security from the start, comfort in all sorts of ways, in all 10 steps for your successful wealth building. You have those benefits, every one of those 10 steps. We're going to be talking about those 10 steps today in an overview fashion and maybe some deep down specifics also. Why? Because Vestera Investments provides you with genuine financial freedom, and you're able to do it your way. We have a seminar coming up in 2 weeks. I know, we all know, in 2 weeks it's Memorial Day weekend, so we're saying that up front. But those of you that are in town, we have that seminar coming up Saturday, May 29th. This is the week to get your reservations in. We should be able to have it full. Now, we talk about, I don't want to get into our surprises. Remember, we said we're going to talk about celebrations today, things we're celebrating. That's what it is, yep, celebration. Yep. Oh, yeah, Ryan, oh, my gosh, you'll have some good celebration music for the rest of the show. We'll have celebration. Okay, during the show we will. We're gonna share some things that we're celebrating with you as part of Vestera Investments. And who are we? Well, we are four of us in the studio today. Travis Wanzek, a part of Vestera Investments.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now we have Chris Coyle. Chris.
Good morning.
Chris, what's your role with Vestera Investments?
I do a lot of the data analytics for the potential investment.
The analytics. That is Chris. He's joined the team and becoming a key part of the team, preparing lots of data, more and more data. We're now preparing nice marketing materials per the upcoming website, and then we'll have marketing hard paper materials for you all more than ever before. And then, of course, my partner and friend, Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Barry. This is a great day to talk residential real estate investments.
Residential real estate investments. And we're going to talk about celebrations on this show, and we're going to have fun with that. And then remember that last week, we talked about how and why you can trust Vestera Investments. And, you know, we say you can trust Vestera Investments. Every time I hear it, Larry, it's like saying, but you know you could trust us, because Vestera Investments is people. This week, we're going to be talking about help yourself and your financial freedom, help yourself and your wealth building. Help yourself in your financial statements. Help yourself have stronger financial statements. Learn another big option that you have with your money. It does not have to be zillions of dollars. It could be $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $80,000, $100,000, or a lot more. And we can show you at our seminar ways that we work with you and your money to do great things with it. I'm not going to steal the thunder of our team here, but Larry's hand is up and he wants to say something right now.
I want people to understand that we're talking safe investments. We do bottomize your risk. And this makes investing in residential real estate comfortable for the investor. You really need to learn about this process so that you do become comfortable with it.
Well, then, Larry, that I know when we talked a little bit ahead of time so that we didn't all have the same celebration item, talk to our listeners what your celebration item is, because you were dealing with it right now.
Mine is bottomizing our risk. We minimize your risk when you invest in residential real estate. That's what I celebrate, is the opportunity to earn great returns on my investment while bottomizing the risk.
So that's big. And that's big. And you feel strongly that it, unlike stocks and things, that it's just paper, you own the house.
That you can touch and feel it. Yeah. Yeah,
and your agent can, and your representative in Raleigh, North Carolina, or wherever it might be, can touch it. And if you ever want to, you could go and touch it.
And, you know, if you invest in the stock market, you have 100 shares in a company with billions of shares outstanding. You own one tiny corner of one brick in their headquarters. That's it.
You don't have a whole lot of say, do you?
No, you don't.
Where this one, you have the say in the major, major, all aspects of it, starting with, do you want it? Okay, I mean, that's pretty big. Right down to, well, you know what? I'd like to change out the faucets. Gee, that's a $70 item. You're there. You're in charge of all of it. But you have guidance for all of it. Guidance, information, analytics. Let's see what Chris wants to celebrate today during the show, and we'll make it part of the show. Chris?
Yeah, in the theme of the weekend, I want to celebrate some relaxation. And in doing that, I'm talking about how this investment is passive. It's certainly you have a lot of say, as Barry was saying, but in the end, we do a lot of the work for you. We're doing a lot of the market research, doing quarterly reports on the potential on your investment, you know, keeping up to date with the current neighborhoods and the market. And in doing so, it's honestly kind of a, you get to relax, you get and watch your money grow.
So I got from what you said, I like the way you threw some of those thoughts in. It's 100% turnkey, but it's 100% relaxing key also. It's relaxed time. You could relax with this. Why? Because the steps are discussed with you in advance. You know what they are while they're happening. And relaxation, I put down as we'll work that into the show today. Travis, what do you want to celebrate with and for our listeners today?
I want to celebrate that, you know, here with Vestera, you can write a check. We'll call it $80,000.
Okay.
$400,000 home. You get approved, and in 12 to 15 months, that is, you have a check for $160,000 if you want it, you know, at least. So, and you can sit back and relax, because we take care of all the hard stuff, and we're going to keep you informed along the way, whether it's, you know, getting to where you want to buy the house or after you've bought it. You know, you're gonna know how your money's growing, and it should be an exciting time.
Exciting time, and it will be an exciting time. I'm getting all these down here. So we have the bottomization of your risks, owning the house, touch and feel. You own the house. You have a big say in it. Relaxation. Oh my gosh, you can relax in this. You don't have to be wondering every day, is the stock going up or down? You get all these reports, how it's doing. And you're saying, actually, coincidentally, I see it as a coincidence, because we didn't plan it like this, but, you know, that it be so smooth. But let's see, relaxation. Gee, a year to 15 months go by, and I'll use your number. We'll stick with that number in the show. You used $80,000 to purchase a $400,000 home, and 12, 15 months later, you have another $80,000. So you're celebrating another $80,000. That's the summation of a lot of relaxation, Chris. And Larry, that sure is bottomizing risks, because not only do you have that added $80,000, you have reports that say what the value of that home most likely will be in another 12 or 15 months. Pretty comforting stuff. So it's all tying together. Woo, okay, then I'm going to shift mine and say I'm going to celebrate not masks so much anymore. I'm not going to quite say what I felt and said yesterday, no masks, but darn near no masks. I mean, you know, I might be taking a plane trip this year and have to put on a mask, okay? I might be going to some inside big dance event, and we might be close, and maybe we'll have a mask, maybe not. It just depends. But typically, but I also have a nine-year-old. We were talking about this at supper last night. He said, now, Daddy, you're still going to wear a mask, aren't you? I don't want you to get COVID. He forgets that I've already had it. He doesn't know all the value of the two vaccinations we've had. And he said, I don't want you to be in trouble at all. And I said, same way with you, Malachi. I don't want you to be in trouble health-wise. He said, well, I'm still going to wear my mask to school. I said, if I come to school with you, I'll wear my mask, kind of a thing. But I'm going to celebrate. Most of the time, I'm not wearing my mask anymore, et cetera. Larry?
In that way, I can walk in a bank and not feel like I'm about to rob it.
I still, when I wear the gaiters, I still, the Remax Gator, Remax Millennium Gator, but I put on that mask and I still feel that way. And I think of, let's see, the Lone Ranger, but he wore his over his eyes, kind of a thing. And then the bad guys wore theirs over their nose and mouth, et cetera. And I still remember that from my youth. In any case, no mask, nearly no mask. That's what it is. And really, we're going to share everything. Speaking of no mask, we're going to cover up nothing today. We're going to reveal what we have. And by the way, Larry, that reminds me of the federal budget. I'll cover that joke later, okay? It has to do with revealing and concealing. Why is Vestera unlike the federal budget? The federal budget is very interesting what it reveals, but what it conceals is vital. And we don't conceal any information. By the way you and I know and talk about Wall Street, it conceals a whole lot of information.
Yes, it does.
And that little stock certificate can't reveal what we reveal to you to make you comfortable so you can relax, so you can turn your $80,000 into another $80,000 in 12 to 15 months. That's what our customers are doing at Vestera Investments. We're going to take our first break, and then we're going to come back with Larry's investment view. Okay, this is the Vestera Investment Show with Barry, Larry, Chris, Travis, and we're celebrating today. We're celebrating you. We're celebrating information for you, and we're going to really be pushing a little bit. Why? Because we care about you, and sometimes that little friendly nudge, that's really what we're going to be doing, is nudging you and definitely encouraging you to attend the May 29th seminar. Now, Larry's view, the investor's view by Larry Stanley is, hey, has the time come for you to take the first steps towards meeting your own financial goals? Go ahead, Larry. Take it away.
Okay. Thank you, Barry. What is the first step towards meeting your financial goals? Attend the Vestera Investment Seminar. The next seminar is scheduled for May 29th from 10:30 to 12. Learn about the advantages of investing in residential real estate using the Vestera Investments Turnkey System. You will also learn how to get 40 to 60% returns in your investment. The cost? It's free to you. If you have any questions or concerns after the seminar, set up a meeting with a Vestera team leader and get them answered and resolved. Then and only then should you proceed with investing your money.
Whoa, Larry, that covers a lot of ground. I heard some big numbers there. What's the secret to Vestera customers making 40 to 60% returns on their cash money, cash on cash return, 40 to 60%. There's got to be a secret.
Leveraging.
Ah.
You're putting 25% down on the house. You're earning money on 100% of the house, even though you only put 25% down. So you leverage your money.
So it is math and science, if you will.
Yes.
Leveraging. It's not just art. It's not just top agents finding the best city through the research that Chris and you and we do at Vestera. It's not just our microscopic agents, we call them our microscopes, our team members in cities. I'm going to pick on Raleigh, North Carolina. I mean, that is a hot spot. Okay, that's our latest and newest hot spot, really. So I'm going to mention that. But it's not just having a microscope on the ground, finding the best neighborhoods and then the best individual single home with and homes when it's more than one in that neighborhood that will be that best 40 to 60% return or more return on that investment.
That's right. And in this crazy marketplace that we have in this country, and the, really the entire United States is feeling the lack of inventory available for buying and investing in houses, that you can earn easily a 15% return on your total value of your house. Remember, you're only investing a quarter of that of your own dollars. So that's a 60% return on your dollars invested.
Invested. Big time. Travis, you said it. Have $80,000 now, a year, 15 months later. Could be a little less than a year, but we'll just say a year to 15 months later, you'll have another $80,000.
Sure. And you know, you, at that point, if you wanted to, you could take out that $80,000 and have two investment properties.
Well, what about all the capital gains taxes? Avoid them.
Yeah.
If you, that's if you sell.
And put them right into.
But yeah, put it right in. You don't have any tax consequences to pull money out. That's a non-taxable event, right?
Larry? If you do it correctly.
If you do it correctly. Thank you. That's what we want to say. Do it correctly. By the way, get your reservation in correctly and soon at 303-888-3788. Larry, you talked about the seminar, the when and the where. The cost is free. Come on, let's share. Where else can they go to register? They could text or call or?
They can email us at truth@BarryandLarry.com.
Yeah, email us anytime. Get your reservation in. Look, we are still in a good location, wonderful location. We could add a few people now because of the COVID celebration today of fewer masks and no masks as long as the building is what? Ventilated, as long as it's convenient, as long as there's space in there, we can do that and still be safe. And sure, we ask you to tell us whether you've been vaccinated or not. Okay, that'll just help us put everyone in so that we can get that information to you. What information? Information like this. Something titled, The Savvy 10 Steps to Your Successful Wealth Building. Larry, let's take a look at what the number one, what the first wealth building step is for a savvy investor. The first step is what?
Well, we wax Shakespeare to do you want to build wealth now or not to build wealth now?
To build or not to build?
That's right.
Build your wealth or not build your wealth? And so in that segment, we'll talk about during the seminar, outlining your current structure. Not bringing that to the seminar, but outline what is your wealth structure. Whoa, Barry and Larry, I don't have any. Any what? Wealth. But you have some financial structure, and we'll help you build it to see what you have. Say, hey, I want to do this. I want to double my money. I don't have $80,000. I have $60,000. 60 is more than enough to get started. I don't have 60,000, Barry and Larry. I have 40. 40,000 is more than enough to get started. I mean, we have hotspot cities carefully researched. Chris and Larry, talk for a minute or two each on how you all, as part of Vestera Research Department, research what some of the 55 and growing economic vantage points that you look at to determine what's a hot spot. We'll start with Chris.
Yeah, so we have you know, some of our hotspots are in higher median prices in terms of average, which is not necessarily a bad thing by any means. If anything, it shows that there's value in the house and mm-hmm. has potential to grow even higher. However, we also focus on other cities such as in other areas.
Well, Fayetteville.
Yeah, Fayetteville is a great example where the median price is significantly lower than, let's say, Colorado Springs. And in doing that, you could, you know, if you don't have as much money to invest initially, the median house price there is about $170,000. And in doing that, obviously the math, you put 20 to 25% down, you would be able to invest about $40,000.
Yeah.
And then you can also potentially leverage and or buy multiple houses in that area if you were looking to do something like that.
Yeah, if you had the $80,000, it could be multiple purchases right from the get-go. And it may be something you want to look at is multiple purchases. Are there some advantages to it? Yeah. Are there some disadvantages? Not many, but it's up to you and what you're looking for and where you'd like to be. The all of our hotspots, all of our seven, we have seven hotspots. Every one of those has an annual, according to the National Association of Realtors, which does not pick the select neighborhoods, all of them have higher than 13% annual appreciation rate. And Chris, you mentioned another key word. I'm going to pick on it for a little bit. Larry, I'm going to ask you to focus on it too. The median price. Part of Vestera investment secret is to stick with homes in most areas that are close to median price for that area. Why do we stick with close and or below, okay, whenever possible, and we like it to be below when it's feasible to be in a good rental area? Why do we like the median price? What does that connote to the investor? And what can smart investors that work with Vestera Investments do if they stick close to the median price?
Well, by sticking close to the median price, you're going to be buying a investment house for the average person. The average person is going to want an average house. They're not going to want a luxury house. They're not going to want a slum. They're going to want something that they can live in comfortably. You'll get maximize your rental value, which is part of the system, so that you don't have negative cash flow.
And what else? Larry's talking about buying it. What about the other piece, Chris?
Well, then when you're selling the median, you know, a home around the median value, then in the same way, you are basically putting yourself in a situation that there's going to be a buyer when you want to sell.
When you want to sell, you're in a strong position. And keep this in mind. We don't say this enough on our Vestera Investment Show. Gentlemen, we don't say enough. You make your money in real estate when you buy. You have to buy right. Because if you buy wrong, you're going to be waiting a while for that appreciation, even at 13, 15, 17% a year to catch up. If you pay too much for it, if you have a poor rental and buy in a poor area, I don't mean poor economically, I mean lousy area where the homes are run down and getting more run down. Why? Because of non-caring tenants. We have picked neighborhoods where you will have property managers who will pick caring tenants to care for your property and care for the neighborhood. Some of our tenants even become future buyers, and that makes it strong for you. We're always looking out for your interest, not just when you buy it, but as you hold it and as you prepare to sell it and as you eventually sell it. We're going to come back and talk about more of the savvy 10 steps that are covered at the successful Vestera seminar for you, Saturday, May 29th. Your obligation, your duty, and Larry said it, your first steps, maybe your 100th step to attend yet another seminar. Find out what Vestera is and can be for you by making your reservation now. 303 888-378-3788. Text or call and or email us at truth@barryandlarry.com. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back. This is the Vestera Investment Show with Barry and Larry. And, of course, in studio today, we have Travis and Chris. Yeah, now, during the break, Chris brought up a word that we've heard a lot about in 15 months. Well, but get this. I like this. Here, Travis. Okay, so the last 15 months have some memories that are happy to be forgotten, right? And Chris brought up the word pandemic, okay? And he's going to talk about it. And yet, a lot of our customers in the last 15 months are celebrating because they've doubled their kind of money. But you brought up the pandemic and what that is causing, and then I'll expand on that based on your thoughts and your research recently on the pandemic and what consumers are doing. Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was kind of coming to the conclusion now, more so the data showing that people are starting to leave some of the bigger cities and go to more of the medium-sized cities, and that's honestly where a lot of our potential hotspots are located. And they're somewhat medium-sized cities. They do obviously have a, you know, usually population over 100,000 at least. So they are, you know, tiny little cities, but the people are starting to flock from the bigger cities to these smaller cities, which in turn is going to drive up the value, and we are seeing it driving up the value in the median home value prices, which is a big big correlation in terms of how much your investments are worth.
It's a big correlation, and then we want to say for the record that Vestera Investments typically has cities that are over 300,000.
Right.
Why? Yes. Because under that, it could be too smallish that one or two companies have a little downturn, and it might not be pandemic related at all, but a downturn or a shift in ownership, they're merging with another company, boom, that's the end of that factory for that city. So we're typically, when I say typically, all of our hotspots right now are, I think, Larry, they're all over 350,000.
I think that's a safe.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, yes, for the safety of you as investors. So, and then Chris, good info there. And then what I'm going to add to it is, and we're just seeing through more and more research that we're just doing more and more research to have more economic vantage points than ever is needed, and more than we've ever had. And we just saw in the last week the beginning of a heavy-duty research, which will take us a month to 6 weeks. But it's clear as day there are more tenants than we've had in any other time, and more tenants with more money and more freedom to live where they want to. And that's the first time we've ever revealed that internal research finding. We call that a secret that we don't always share, et cetera, with other investment companies and other real estate competitors. But frankly, real estate is changed forever because of the pandemic. Sure, a lot of jobs are going to go back to the big cities. Sure, a lot of people, it's not an exodus from the cities, it's just the significant numbers leaving the city. But more tenants with more money and more options than ever before. And rest assured, Vestera is using that information to pick these hot spots so that they're the hottest of the hot spots. Because in the United States, how many cities out of 200, Larry, had appreciation in the last year? How many cities out of NAR's 200 cities had appreciation is positive, appreciation in the last
200.
Year? 200. That's not happened before, other than the quarter before. It's a new phenomenon. Larry?
And I just want to correct one thing we said. All of our hotspot cities have at least 500,000 population.
Okay, you looked up.
I've got it right in front of me.
Very good. What is the you have Fayette? Does it have the population?
526,000, but I need to update it with census information.
Yeah, now that the census is coming out with more and more info, of course, very, very good. That's the solidness of Vestera, the solidness of the people, the solidness of the information. We talked about the first step, build wealth or not. Okay, that's what the first step is. Chris, you're the newest member of the team. Pick a number between 2 and 10. We covered number 1, 2, and 10, and we'll share with our listeners another step from the upcoming seminar, May 29th. Get your reservation in.
Well, I'll go with my favorite number, which is 3.
Ah, 3. 3. The 3, the third step in two words is meet up. In a few more words, meet up with your wealth-building team leader. At Vestera, you're a part of a team. You have a team leader who is your main contact. You meet with that person. Sometimes we'll add another person, you know, but meaning you'll meet with two. But you will be working with one key person who's going to be your key contact. In that meeting, there's going to take place, Larry, you know, there's a Vestera Investments 4-page plan and profile sheet to make sure we cover all aspects of financial planning for the consumer with whom we're meeting. But we don't start with our plan and our 4-page sheet. We start with you and your plan. What do you want to accomplish? Travis, you've sat in a handful of those now, and more are happening. What are you seeing when those people come and sit down and start talking about what their dreams are?
Well, I see people come in that are a little weary, a little nervous at first, and time they leave, they're ecstatic and they want to get moving. And, you know, like I was saying a little earlier, you know, 80,000, you know, for some of you out there, you know, that might be out of reach right now. But, you know, like we were saying, Fayetteville, you know, average home price, 172,000, you know, 34,400 sounds, you know, might sound a little
sounds
better.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
For some people. And, yeah, so there's a program for everybody out there. Each one is going to be tailored to the individual, and we're going to go through, make you feel comfortable, and I haven't seen somebody leave yet that hasn't had a smile on their face.
Yeah, and some of them are saying, hey, I'm not close to that number. What number? Some number they heard us say on the radio or at the seminar. But they're there and they're excited because now they have an action plan to have that kind of money in 6 months, 12 months, or 18 months in some case. Well, a little over a year in some cases that we're aware of. And we're happy to help them develop that plan. Larry?
Well, and part of it, Barry, is I bet some of the people that you talk with don't understand what assets they do have, their retirement plans, their home that they own. They may have more assets available for investing than they realize.
More assets than you realize. Another asset you have are your hands and your telephone. Give us a call. Get your reservation in now. 303. Yeah, do it now. We're taking a break right in a moment. Do it during those moments of the break. Give us a call at 303-888-3788 or a text. Just give us your name and your email. We'll be in touch with you. We are now back and healthy, and we will be back in touch with you early this coming week, and we'll get the details of you and for you for the Wealth Building Vestera Investment Seminar, Saturday, May 29th, from 10:30 until noon. Larry said that earlier in the show in his view. It's free. Your favorite word?
Yeah, it's my favorite four-letter F word.
Yep, that is his favorite four-letter F word is free, okay? You got that from Larry Stan Lee, and free is his word. He is your consumer guy here on the Vestera Investments team. But do get your call in or text and email at truth@barryandlarry.com. Do it during the break, and we'll talk to you in just a moment. Okay, yeah, some of you are calling. The phones are a little busy, and they're open. Texting, of course, is a quick way. You won't have to wait at 303-888-3788. It's a wonderful seminar. It's really, really fun. I went during the last break, I went and got some of the, well, I just picked up all of them, really, our reviews, our evaluations from two ago recent seminars, because I think last week or the week before I gave the most recent. Here's the seminar before that. Oh, there were no lights. Great job, gentlemen. Good information. And then rate the seminar. Excellent and valuable information. Very well done. Next, no low lights. Excellent information. Carefully chosen and nicely presented. Changed my view looking at real estate investment. Nice paradigm shift for me. Thank you. Next, an unknown. Here's a low light. Here's a low light, Larry. Low light review of the seminar. Could have been longer. You guys know so much. Okay, that's a fun one, isn't it?
Ah, that's one I wouldn't have expected, Barry.
No, and here we are. I mean, the researchers who know there's... I mean, we could do 3 hours just discussing the research and still not give some of our core research proprietary yep. secrets. You know, because we do have a few secrets, okay? 55 vantage points. We're not sharing any secrets when we share where we get that information from. Let's do some of that right now for our own credibility, for you, the listeners, so that you know how credible, because everything we say is verifiable. We'll have it. And we don't show you every one of our secrets, okay? Because certain of our reports we find proprietary because of the competition. Who is the competition, Larry, in two words? First, second word is street. Who is...
Wall.
You got it, okay? The walls are our competition, and we don't forget that every day that we come into our office. We know that that's the competition. So we have sources of data that work very well, but what are some of the sources of data, Chris first and then Larry, meaning not the report itself, but where the report... Who generates the report?
Yeah, we get... National Association of Realtors does a great job in producing some unbiased reports.
Let's talk about that one for a little bit, because I frequently, and the company was started, Vestura was started in 2003, and even then, NAR Data is the bulk company location enterprise entity from which we get data. They don't make up a majority of the data. That maybe they make up 15% of everything we get. But nobody makes up more. Okay, they have more objective reports. From whom does NAR get their real estate local market data? And what data is that? It's from realtors and licensed agents in local marketplaces. In the Front Range, that's 7 to 8 different marketplaces. Pikes Peak is one. Denver Metro is one. And that covers all of our counties, okay? And let's talk about that, General. You guys were talking about it during the break. Denver City and County, Chris, where you were focused on, has how many people approximately?
About 600,000.
Yeah. And Denver Metro, Larry, has how many? About?
Oh, 400.
No. Denver metro area has about how many, what population?
Oh, population, it's around 3.5 million.
Yeah, 3.5 million.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No problem.
I was processing something else in my brain.
I get it. and then we move up. We have Boulder. We have Loveland. We have Longmont. We have Fort Collins. We have Greeley. We have all those areas. So, yeah, I like that low light. Could have been a lot longer. We have a lot more information if you ever want it.
And in the chance that somebody from National Association of Realtors is listening to this, there are a few cities that are big that they don't cover. I wish you would cover all the major cities in the United States, NAR, because we find your information extremely useful.
Extremely useful and extremely raw data. We emphasize the term raw data, so it's not biased. It's not somebody. We don't get 10 opinions and then try to form our own. We get raw data, and raw data speaks. Raw data points out the future. without interpretation. We have to combine raw data from 55-plus vantage points, but it speaks clearly what's going on. Larry?
And I just want to point out, we get information from the Census Bureau. We get information from the Department of Labor. We go all over the place to get information that is good. Please note, we haven't mentioned some of the obvious places like Zillow because it's not quite as good a quality data as we get from NAR and the Census Bureau.
It's important data that we get because it's out there, but yes, it's nowhere near as accurate and as raw data as NARS is. But we get all of that.
Yep.
And we use all of that. And we get job reports. And we get permits. And we get from National Home Builders Association. Chris, some others you were thinking, or you had a comment?
With what Larry said, we do a lot with different research and in a bunch of different cities, and sometimes that's taking or calling up realtors that we have in those cities, asking them for their own opinions and data, because at the end of the day, the realtors in that city oftentimes know it the best.
And we get caught up in all of this information. So Ryan and Jesse, who keep us live and going, don't we have one more break to take? Are we good? Okay, then we're going to keep right on going. Okay, yeah, thank you. We get all caught up, and I sure did, and all the information, you know, from you guys and Travis and all the good stuff that's happening for this show and the celebration that's going on. Now, remember, the celebration key is focused on you and Saturday, May 29th. Look, a lot of you will be out of town, and we get that. That's okay. But we have these seminars the last Saturday of every month. It's not too early to sign up for June by any means, and we'll see if we move to a larger location with the more freeing up of space that we could be a little closer together and not have to have the mask on the whole time. Larry?
June 26th is the next one after that.
June 26th is the one after that. But right now, we're focused on the May 29th, Saturday, 10:30 till noon. Get your reservation in at 303-888-3788. Larry, now your choice to get a number between 1 and 10, but you cannot pick 1 and you cannot pick 3.
Well, I don't have a favorite number, so I'll say 6.
6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ah, the sixth savvy step of a savvy and successful wealth builder is, in two words, no kidding. No kidding. Yep, we're not kidding around. We encourage you to review the asset projections before you commit to buy anything. Look, we're focused on the Vestera program, which is real estate. And, oh, yeah, we'll put our projection sheets against anybody's stock sheets, including Dodge or Dogecoin, including all of that. We'll match it against anything, any day. And, by the way, look for consistency, too. That's just a little plug for real estate and certain blue chip stocks. Look for consistency. Look for what their pattern has been for the last, not 20 seconds, not 20 days, not the 100-day rolling average that Wall Street uses or the 200-day rolling average. How about the 3-year rolling average? That's more of Vestera's flavor. We research this data for you, ladies and gentlemen, to say, will that market be strong 3 years from now? And we let the data, raw data, tell us whether it is or isn't. So no kidding has to do with reviewing the asset projections in great detail before you commit. And I'll just give this much away happily. At the seminar, we have the actual detailed projection analysis sheet and a live example of a current one. Current one what? A current property. And we go through it. Every item, Yes, we'll speak about it. We don't have enough time to cover every item in the nth most detail, so when the seminar's over, we do what any good seminar-caring people do. We stick around and take your questions. And again, we laugh at the person who said, gee, it could be longer. And those that person and all those in that seminar were around at least 30 to 45 minutes to an hour and a half after the seminar, still having their questions answered. But understand, the evaluation is taken during the 90 minutes. Chris?
Yeah, and one comment that I've heard in speaking with some people after is that they wish that they had told a close friend or family member that good they point. Were really interested in, that they've been talking about and investing with. I've heard that comment from at least two or three different people now, and I haven't even been here on the team for that long. So that's just a great point. Please feel free to tell a friend, family member, or two if they might be interested or you think they may be interested, because it's a great way and at least a great free informational seminar.
Great, great information seminar. It's all about you. It's all about information. Larry, we don't do any arm twisting. We don't do any upselling. We don't do any of that at the seminar. Few comments from you as we end out today's show.
Well, I just want to urge people to come to a free seminar and learn about investing in Vestera, and it'll be worth your time, even if you decide you don't want to go forward with the investment.
Right, and Travis had to go meet a client. That's a very, very good thing. And as he would say, come to the seminar and learn how you could double your money in 15 months or less. And that's what we say for you today. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye for now.